is just after 5 o'clock Central European time, and a very warm welcome to the opening day of the 12th IAAF World Championships in Athletics here in Berlin. Let's turn our attention to probably what is undoubtedly the event of the championships. I am, of course, talking about the men's 100 metres, and it's the potential showdown that athletics fans from all around the world are hoping to see. Usain Bolt against Tyson Gay. Heats took place this morning. How did it go, Connie?
Nothing really shocking, but it could have been. There's something about the men's 100 metres that it's never simple and it never goes to plan. You'd expect them to come out and stroll through and not make any mistakes. But the thing is, sometimes with these highly tuned individuals, it's actually very hard for them to run slow and get it right. Just listen to what Asafa Powell did this morning.
They're away first time. Powell quickly into his running. Atkins has got something to do inside him. Asafa Powell literally slowing down to a jog here. Well, my goodness me. I think Asafa Powell may well have finished fourth in that race. He slowed down so far before the finish line, and he looks worried, and he should do. The Frenchman's gone well, and Banjok. Asafa Powell could well have just cost himself a place in the semi-finals or even the second round of the 100 metres. That was absolutely dreadful from the Jamaican.
It was so bad that we all sat here on the edge of our seats waiting for his name to pop up on the screen. Eventually, yes, third place he got, just 10:38 he qualified. But behind him for Morocco, Houadi was 10:40. That's how close it was. And I just think he simply misjudged it. That was heat three. So he's gone through, and this morning there were 12 heats of the men's 100 metres, and the first three went through by right.
Well, we're going to talk about this for quite some time. There's so much excitement about the men's 100 metres. Who is going to be the fastest man on the earth here at the World Athletics Championships in Berlin? Plenty of talk about Usain Bolt, plenty of talk about Tyson Gay. What a duel, what a showdown it should be.
Usain Bolt, he's a very exciting individual. He's funny, you know, he has a lot of personality. Like I say, he's exciting. So I think that's the difference between our personalities, and he backs it up at the same time.
For me, I'm looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to the showdown between me and Tyson Gay, because we haven't run our season. I'm really looking forward to it.
A lot of respect between the two of you.
You know, he's going to try to break the world record. I mean, why wouldn't he? You know? And I believe if that's what it's going to take to win, you know, that's what I'm going to try to do. So that's kind of how I focus my mind. If he's going 9-6, you know, I'm going to try to go 9-6. So that's the way I help my mind right now.
If I win, I'll definitely do something new. So I'll be going out there to do my best. But if I win, you're definitely something new.
I want to win, you know, more than anything. I want to win. But at the same time, I want to run fast. You know, I don't want to run 9-9-9 and win.
I'm on a world championship goal, and I've set a standard for myself, so I think I need to live up to it. So I train really hard, and I'm going to do exactly that.
So as we get ready for the 100 meters, second round action, the first heat is on the track, and that sees Masashi Eriguchi of Japan in one, Martin Keller of Germany in two, Dwayne Chambers of Great Britain in three and four, Richard Thompson of Trinidad and Tobago in five is Masha. And they're off and running for the event already. We can see Chambers looks good. Thompson is the leader. Chambers now takes the lead, and following strong on his heels is the Trinidad and Tobago athlete Richard Thompson. So it's Chambers who wins. In second position, Thompson. The unofficial time for Chambers, 10.05 seconds. So the athletes are now just getting into their blocks for the event of this, the second heat. This time we'll only have six athletes going the distance of the 100 meters as they're getting settled in their blocks. Once again, this is the third time of asking. Two athletes have been kicked out, Daniel Grusso of Colombia in lane two and Christophe Lemaitre of France in lane three. Both have been deemed to been able to outperform the gun, which based on the rules, just not possible. So they're now settled once again. and sent off. This time, good start coming from the Japanese athlete Sukahara. So on the outside, though, the American Rogers was taking the lead. Rogers is leading ahead of Furili, and so Rogers wins 10.01, the unofficial time, after all that unsettling of two false starts. Rogers finally obliges, wins the event unofficially 10.01 seconds, and he celebrates after all the drama of two athletes being kicked out. Rogers wins the 100 meters second heat.
Michael Rogers, winner of heat two of the 100 meters there. Very competent performance from you. You looked in very, very comfortable shape.
Yeah, I'm in good shape. Went home, regrouped after trials. Came here to race a little bit. Was a little tired. Went home and got some rest on the train. I feel like I'm coming back to form.
Well, Michael Rogers is qualified. Let's see who'll qualify from the third round. Over to you, Garfield.
It's settled once again for this third heat of the 100 meters quarterfinals. And sent off this time, and coming out well was Kim Collins, but look at Powell on the inside. Powell in lane one has a lead ahead of the American athlete Patton. So it's Powell, Patton, and on the outside it's Trinidad and Tobago's Mark Burns. So it's Powell, 9.95, he eased to the line very comfortably winning. So he actually looked about 40 meters out on his inside, saw no challenges. He continues to power through, and at the end of it all, Darvis Patton finished second. Third spot went to Mark Burns of Trinidad and Tobago.
9.95, it's second round.
And he was jogging.
This man can do nothing right. In the first round, he almost doesn't qualify. In the second round, he comes out and runs sub 10. I don't know many sprinters come out in the second round and run sub 10. You're still supposed to be cruising through, going to the teens, 10, you know, 10 teens or 10, 11, even 10 zeros. 9.95 is a phenomenal run. I wonder if that's a mistake in terms of the amount of energy he would have used to do that.
So they're getting on to their blocks for this fourth and penultimate heat of the quarterfinals of the 100 meters. And sent off, first time of asking. Tyson Gay comes out well. So too on the inside, looking well is Rodriguez. But Gay is being followed through now by Freitar. Gay wins ahead of Freitar. Third spot on the inside is Rodriguez. Fourth looks to be Endure from Norway. And the unofficial time is 9.98. Again, very easy, shutting down towards the end. Tyson Gay looks good, even though he was being pressured in mid-track by Michael Freitar.
A flag in the crowd simply says, Bolt a legend. Let's see how he fares in this heat, shall we, Garfield?
So they're off and running. Good start coming on the outside from Kalander, but Bolt already assumes the lead at 35, 40 meters. On the outside inside of him, rather, is Daniel from Daniel Bailey of Antigua. So those two qualify. So Bolt, 10.02 seconds, literally jogging, wins. And along with him, Daniel Bailey, the two were just playing like comics, looking at each other as they ran down the track, finishing the race. Bolt unofficially 10.02, but as I said, it was very close, as we saw Daniel Bailey coming in. But Daniel Bailey actually crossed the line based on the official results here ahead of Usain Bolt. So Bailey 10.02, Bolt 10.03 seconds.
Just listen to the crowd. Very informed spectators. The Germans love their athletics, and now their attentions are focused on the women's 10,000 meters final. You just feel everyone's just getting ready to pounce, to do that last finish in the race and see who will obviously take gold, silver and bronze. It really is hard to predict at this stage, Garfield, isn't it?
It certainly is, as the lead is still being held by Masai, and then Dafar is still holding on in second position. Behind them we find the other Kenyan, Mamani, and then the second or fourth place position is being held by the other Ethiopian in the event, and that is Melkamu. So those are the athletes, Masai, Dafar, Melkamu, and we see Ayalu is in fifth position. Just a Chinese athlete, Zhang, being lapped by the five of them just a short while ago. But those are the leading pack. As we look at them, they're going around the turn with about 500 meters remaining in this event. So it's going to be getting a lot hotter as far as the pace is concerned. They're still reasonably bunched. No breakaway as yet. Still in the lead is Masai, leading ahead of Dafar. Then behind them, it's Mamalu. And in fourth, as they get the bell now with, 9,600 meters completed in 29 minutes, 48.10 seconds, Phil.
Yes, it's all really starting to hot up now. I think Wude Ayalu has been dropped. I don't think she's going to be in the medal contention. 4 into 3 to decide who goes onto the podium. It's still Lynette Masai. They're now passing lapped runners, and Meserat Defar has come around to the outside. She's now taken pole position, but overtaken once again by Masai. Masai doesn't want to miss out anymore. She was fourth in Beijing. She's second at the moment because Defar, they're chopping and changing at the front there. Meserat Melkamu, though, hasn't shown at the front yet. She's been playing a very canny game. They're coming into the final 150 metres, and it is Meserat Defar who's showing her renowned sprint finish. She's really hitting the front now. She's 2 metres ahead of the rest, even though Meserat Melkamu is trying to come back to her. Defar is working very, very hard. She's really pushing. She's having to be working very hard, but Melkamu's come straight past her. It's Melkamu and then Masai. Melkamu and then Masai, and I can't tell you at this moment who got third. In fact, it's so close, I think even Lynette Masai thinks she might have got it. I think it's going to be Lynette Masai who wins the very first women's gold medal of these championships, the World Athletics Championships for 2009 here in Berlin.
I am just stunned by what I've just seen. Lynette Masai was blocked from about 200 or 250 metres out. She couldn't get round. She was chopped. She had Melkamu in front of her. She couldn't get round her. And then off went Meserat Defar. You thought it's all over at that point. 150 to go and Defar was gone. But something strange happened. 20, 30 metres out, Meserat Defar lost all type of energy in her body. She absolutely almost stopped running. And it was almost that Melkamu couldn't believe it for a minute there. And she was scared to go past her. And when she did finally go past her, she was so stunned and she thought she'd run. She did not see Lynette Masai coming out on her outside. It was a wonderful, exciting race. I mean, what a great medal for Kenya.
Lynette Masai, winner of the women's 10,000 metres. Everyone wants to talk to you. I hope you've got some breath back. How does it feel at this moment in time?
I'm feeling so grateful and I'm very happy that I've managed to be the winner of today.
Now, it's been a long road since you won that cross-country race back in December in Madrid to today. Take us through what you've been doing in those 9 months.
I've been training for the World Championship. Unfortunately, that I've managed to be the winner.
Now, with one lap to go, you've got 3 Ethiopians on your shoulder and you've also got your compatriot Grace Mamanyi. What was going through your mind?
I was thinking maybe I was struggling to become maybe number 2 or 3, but I was not expecting to be number 1.
Well, thank you very much, Lynette. Enjoy your celebrations.
Let's see how the men's shot put final is shaping up. Well, Christian Campbell leads. Let's see if Thomas Majewski can go even further. And Christian Campbell seems to be celebrating already,
yes,
the American. With Thomas Majewski kind of hanging his head in disappointment. I think he's got it, guys.
Well, it's going to be hard to see anyone putting beyond 22 meters now. He is way out there as far as the lead is concerned. 22.03 meters versus 21.91 from the Polish athlete.
Yeah, and you can see that Christian Cantwell is not going to come out and take his last throw. He saw Majewski there not go past his leading mark of 22.03 meters. He threw his hand in the air, clapped his hands, and all the chalk flew off his hands because the shot put his new load of hands. He and Ralph Bartels are hugging. Ralph has done fantastically. Bronze medal for Germany with a personal best performance. Majewski takes the silver from Poland, 21.91. And Christian Cantor with a world leading mark adds a world gold to his Olympic silver.
I've got with me Christian Cantwell, the gold medalist in the men's shot put. Christian, take me through that competition. Not only a gold medal, but a fantastic mark as well.
Yeah, you know, I opened up strong. I think, you know, anytime in a major championship, it's a weird format. You have a lot of sitting, a lot of waiting, a lot of going, a lot of waiting, a lot of going. So I opened up good, and after that, I kind of rushed it. I was doing things I wasn't practicing, that I wasn't training to do. And then on that throw, I said, you know what? I was like, just slow down. Just take it easy. Do what you do well. Set it up and then just knock it out of it and see what happens. Just give yourself a chance. And that's what happened. I gave myself a chance and I got a good one on it and got the win.
A lot of people have always felt you've had the potential to get a gold medal. It's been a long road to the top of the podium. You got a silver medal last year. Does this ease all those frustrations?
Yeah, of course. I mean, anytime you can make it to the top of your, you know, you're the world champion for that year, and that feels pretty good. You know, I'll always be the world champion in 2009 in Berlin, and, you know, a lot of, you know, Hoffa, Nelson, Godina, all those guys before me know this feeling, and I finally know what it's like, and it's pretty cool.
Now, yesterday at the American press conference, the American head coach, Harvey Glanz, was saying that the American team could get a record haul of medals here. Give us an impression of what the morale is like amongst the people wearing the stars and stripes.
Well, I hope that I provide a little motivation for them, you know, with this tonight, you know, the first gold for the American team, and hopefully the many more will come, for sure.